5-year-old Axel Bowling didn't have much to say after plunging in Juno's icy cold ocean water on Monday afternoon.
It was really cold. I'm just cold.
But for his mom, Amanda Triplett, running into the water with her son, alongside dozens of other people, signified the start of a new chapter.
It is cold, that initial shock, but you come out afterwards, everyone's kind of smiling and bundled up, and yeah, it's really fun to come out and be here with the Juno community.
More than 100 people spent the first afternoon of the new year partaking in the polar bear dip, a 3-decade-long New Year's tradition in Juno. The countdown began under cloudy skies with the temperatures in the mid-30s. At 1 p.m. sharp, the crowd of brave souls crashed into the waters of Auk Bay. For most, it was a mad scramble in and then back to one of the handful of fires scattered across the rocky beach. That was the case for high school sophomore Miranda Stickert and her friends, who were the only 3 people who showed up out of their entire cross-country team. They said they didn't mind because so many other people showed up.
It's so hype that everyone's here.
A few people managed to wade in the waters for a bit longer. Half a dozen Capital City Fire rescue swimmers were there alongside them in case of emergency. Pete Boyd says the rescue suits aren't the warmest to wear in the chilly waters, but he says it's important to be there in case anything goes wrong and to support the community.
It's just really nice to get out with and show that CCFR is part of the community, that we're here to help out everybody.
Boyd says there were no reported injuries or emergencies at the dip on Monday. In Juneau, I'm Clarice Larson.